Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. The time on the clock has fallen between cracks. Shadows are expanding across a universe of possibility. Potential elements of existence are spiraling out of control, dancing between starlight and moonlight and sunlight and ring light. And I don't know what a ring light is, but it's probably from a ring wraith. And it's probably shiny. And it's probably like all spectral and like glowy white. And offing the topic, because that topic kind of goes down a desperately disparate, dark, deep, deep, deep hole of despair and doom and destiny riding across a room on a broom. Why would destiny ride across a room on a broom? I don't know why destiny would ride across a room on a broom, but if it had a broom and destiny was in a room, it might actually fly across a room on its broom and cross as it's going to another room. And in that other room, what might it find? It might find fate. It might find death. It might find war. It might find all of the other horses of the apocalypse, and possibly even the virtues of soldiers, soldiers of virtue, whatever they're called. It's a whole nother 9 yards of extra-pemporial type extradition of exsanguination of words and expressions and phrases and things that just pop into my mind as I'm doing this random port of little rant at the beginning of my show, because I like to do random, because random is fun. It's the spice of the universe. The universe cannot exist without the possibility of potential absolute catastrophic, chaotic calamity, throwing in the mix, taking some rain, taking tears, taking shadows, taking all of these things and wrapping them all up into these gigantic, gregarious fears, tossing them over your left shoulder and saying, hey, what the hell happened over there? I don't know, but I'm going over here, because over here is where all the ladies are, and we're over there with the ladies. And after that, then we go dancing over here to get the cookies, and the cookies are what makes the world a better place, because without those cookies, that world does not actually continue to revolve, because without that revolving, the world has no cookies. And a world without cookies is a world without cookies. Without those cookies, it's not a very happy world, and I need my cookies. So thank goodness I have a couple of bags of cookies sitting right over there, and I've already partaken of the cookies for the evening, so I am in a happy place. I have my cookies quotia already inserted inside my belly. My belly contains the cookies of doom, and the world is happy inside my head. However, this is the line from the dead man. So you do not know whether or not a happy dead man is a good dead man, but definitely this dead man is a good dead man. And it is a character that I really, really hope that they soon bring into play in one of the DC worlds, because that's a DC character. And I think it would be fun. And hey, EW, how's it going?
I'm just trying to figure out how all that fit in 9 yards.
Well, 9 yards is probably a couple of hundred feet. No, probably not 100 feet. It's probably only 18 feet. Meh, I can fit it in.
Okay.
What'd you do, Jack? You scared him away.
I know. Well, you know, we do have, and both you and I have discovered this, we have that mysterious chat room.
Ooh, that's the chaotic shadows place. That's
yeah.
That's where those shadow people that you guys talk about every once in a while come from. Or go to, one or the other, whichever word you want to use to. Go to, come from. Theoretically thing through the ether.
If you found yourself in the black hole of chat rooms, just refresh your page. You might join us.
Again.
Yeah.
As opposed to just joining us, because you might join again.
And who knows? Jack could have been sucked into that black hole of chat rooms.
That is a possibility. However, we're not going to dwell on it, because I know he knows where he is, and he will come back. Just like other people who are not here right now at the moment, but they shall return, I am sure.
Who says they're not listening?
Because
you don't see them there doesn't mean they're not there.
My psychotic mind power says where people are.
You know, you just got brain on my zombie.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't share brains.
Yeah, you just splattered a bit of it around.
I don't splatter brains. I eat them all. I put a brain on my plate, and I eat the whole plate, and the plate too.
Is it like spaghetti?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't use a knife and fork. Actually, what the reality is, yes, I'm one of those people who use a knife and fork to eat. Come on, man. Manners. Oh, civility.
I saw pictures of it. I know.
You have not seen pictures of me eating. There are no pictures of me eating.
There is.
There is not. I refuse to allow anybody to take my picture when I don't have to.
I know there's pictures. I'll have to share.
There's pictures of me, but not of eating. There's pictures of me in places of food. There's pictures of me with food, but never eating.
Oh. We'll have to see.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Speaking of pictures.
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did you see the picture of...
Oh, you're going to talk about the Atom.
Yeah, there's two things I was going to...
Okay. The Atom picture, I don't like it.
No?
Nope.
Why?
Makes him look completely techno-nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
The Atom is not a techno-nerdy looking guy. He is basically... like, sir, he's got a spandex outfit, and hey, he goes smaller and bigger. And that's it. This techno-nerdy outfit of his on who is it? CW now is the name of the...
the one that's running this show, yeah.
Yeah, CW. It makes him look like, hey, look at me. I'm like Captain America. What? No.
Well, yeah, the outfit kind of does resemble the Captain America outfit.
It was the first thing I thought. It's like a Captain Britain version of Captain... No, it's not. It's the Atom.
Yeah, and I guess they really technically can't put an A there because then it would be a Captain America.
No, there's no U.S. There's no Stars and Stripes.
No, I mean, but shoot, they're practically. I mean, take the gray out and make it white, and you've just got a red, white, and blue outfit.
Have you ever seen the Atom's original outfit?
Mm,
it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah, but you know, when you mentioned the. The spandex thing, all I could think of is, oh my God, that suit had to be extremely tiny when he first got it.
Or it was extremely large and he just grew to fill.
Yeah, he filled it in.
I don't like the outfit, and I think it's going to hose bag it.
I don't know. I am waiting to see. They have not, I mean, that episode I think either airs tonight or tomorrow.
Man.
And I'll have to wait and see how it fits in. However.
Nope.
While you're mentioning the CW here, they did, and spoiler alert, if anyone hasn't seen it, they really didn't reveal him, but I think this is the introduction of it. Grom appeared last night.
Who?
The monkey.
You mean Grodd?
Grodd. I said Grom, didn't I?
You said Grom.
Sorry, my bad. He kind
and
of...
actually, it's Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, he kind of technically appeared... last night in the end.
I haven't seen it. Please.
I'm not spoiling anything.
You already have.
No.
You already said he shows up.
You have no choice when you see how he appears. But I mean,
I don't see any of that until I see the show.
The thing about this show is it's always cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
They never follow up with.
That's fine.
Well, think about it. The Yellow Flash.
Don't have to think about it. I just watched the show.
You saw the episode where they kind of finally show him with the outfit, right?
Maybe. That may not necessarily be him. You're assuming that he's the one actually wearing the outfit at some point later. He may have just in the future gotten the outfit, put it back into storage, and is saving it there because somebody else in the future got the outfit and came back and did all the bad stuff.
Yeah, that, or you might have to watch two episodes ago to find out.
I'm not up to date on my Flash. I've missed Flash.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
That's because I don't think Flash is as good as Gotham or Constantine, so I'm staying more up to date with those than Flash.
Yeah, I still got to play update on Gotham, but I am up to date on Constantine.
Constantine I like.
Yeah.
Whole hell shit thing as it was good.
Did you see this last episode?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. I'm just making sure before I say anything.
Yep, nope, not yet. So we're not talking about it yet.
Nope. I'll leave it alone.
What's the last one I saw? The last one I saw had something to do with... where the hell was he? He was helping a friend. Oh, yeah. They trapped in the plane created world from the other serial killer guy.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
You lost three on that one.
Constantine's buddy, the guy who's the professor. And the punk-ass kids who make the summoning thing where they go, hey, let's go to another world.
That actually was the last episode.
That episode is the last episode I've seen. That's not the last episode. There'd be another episode after that.
I'm going to double check, but
When does Constantine air?
That's a good question. I think they changed the date or the time.
Then that's probably why you're confused.
I don't know. I mean, I should be up to date.
Whatever. I enjoyed it.
But that was an interesting episode. I mean, I'm not sure where I lean on that last, on how that worked.
What do you mean, how you lean?
Well, it was kind of, in the beginning of it, it was cool. The ending of that,
The ending was great because it's a philosophical debate.
Yeah, but
I have the power to be God, and in this entire universe, I can recreate everything. I know it's an illusion. It is only a microcosmic glimpse, a little teardrop in the middle of all of existence, but it's mine. I can do whatever I want. But it would be lonely and boring, and it would just be me. But I could still be all-powerful and make everything pretty the way I want. Now I'm going to go back to reality.
Yeah. Well, and that was the last episode. It was episode 11.
Okay. Well, see, that's the one I saw.
So you are up to date on that.
Look at that. I'm up to date. As if it matters.
First one I've got you up to date on.
I watch what I watch when I watch and want to do it, damn it. Because that's how the zombies roll. We are in control.
I honestly think if they take that and either put it on CW or even go the extra mile and put it on A&E, that show could really take off.
The show has taken off.
No,
it's very popular already. The problem is the people who are producing it, NBC, do not understand how fans work.
Yeah, NBC is going to ruin it.
Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, the way it's going right now, it looks like it's going to go there. NBC thinks their hit show is Grimm. Now, Grimm is good.
Grimm is okay.
Grimm will not compete against Constantine.
Well, they will compete because Grimm is much more popularly attractive because it caters to a much more, hey, look, that's my fuzzy world over there. Cool.
Right.
Constantine is much more on the darker side of things where it's like, yeah, you know what? Let's scratch that underbelly of the dead cats and see what they stink out. They put out and stink out a, what's that? Oh, you're willing to shoot somebody to save a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty dark.
But see, you know, there's a TV series that's been going on for quite some time that's just as dark as...
Dark Shadows?
No, but I was going to say Supernatural.
I've always found Supernatural to be pretty light, too.
It is light, but look at how it deals pretty much close to the same topics. Except
it's too
for
Pretty Boy.
Yeah, okay, I give you that. But that's their little catch. But you see the popularity that show's got? I mean, they're in 10 seasons still. And they keep saying, I think the last two seasons, this is the final season. And hey, we're in season 10. This is the final season. Oh,
realistically speaking, Supernatural mostly attracts, and I don't want to be sexist about this, but it attracts mostly a female element that keeps pushing it along. Nothing wrong with that. The stories, I have the whole series to watch, except for season 10. I just haven't gotten around to watch it. Mm-hmm. I've seen season 1. Completely, but the rest of it has all been fairly basic. It doesn't really seem to push the envelope as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and that's the thing. If I compared it to Constantine still blows it out of the water.
Sure, but still Constantine is very tame compared to what the comic book was like.
I agree with you there too, because I mean,
because they're not really pushing the boundary of what they can do, and because it's cable TV, and that would fit with your synopsis of trying to throw it back onto A&E or something else. Yeah. But everybody keeps wanting to try and change things to make it suit what they want. How about we let the people who are creating it finish creating it? That's my problem here. Is I want to see these people who are putting the show together actually achieve what they're trying to do. And the naysaying and the yay-saying and whatever. It's like, shut up. Let them do it.
But what are they trying to achieve to do? At this point, I just see the Demon of the Week type thing.
Yeah. Constantine is a Demon of the Week type show. And it's following that kind of programming paradigm that is fairly fixed, fairly straightforward, and fairly pretty much predetermined. It's just a matter of, hey, who's going to be the bad guy? Hey, who's going to be the bad guy? Hey, who's going to be the bad guy? Let's work a little bit of overall story arc into it. Okay, there we go. We've got a season. They need to get their feet down. That's the problem. That's the problem with all new shows, is you have to establish a base of interest. I mean, look at Heroes. Look at Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Look at Supernatural as an example you brought up already. Their first season was very low tech, very low budget, very, hey, we don't have a lot of money to put into special effects, but we'll make it look like they did something. And as each season progresses, they get better budget and they get bigger, better writing and more activity and interaction.
Yes, they did.
And that's unfortunately what has to happen for Constantine in order to continue it expanding across the spectrum of interest. And this is where I would be very sad if NBC ends up canceling because they don't understand what they've got. But then that just means that it's an open opportunity for somebody else to pick it up.
Well, and I got a feeling there's people biting at the bit to try to get this. Probably a few. Yeah, I know somebody's waiting to say, okay, NBC dropped them. Snag it now.
Yeah, but I don't want to see it with CW.
Even if it hits a CW.
No, I don't want to see it with CW. CW is way too DC.
Yeah, well, but is
they're way too tame.
I don't know. I think they could. CW could make the potential boost in it, but
they have never, ever, ever had a show that even comes close to being truly dark.
This could be that opportunity.
Could be the opportunity for NBC to do it too. But that's what I'm saying. CW does not fixate on the chaos side of the soul. They do not fixate on any part of the, oh, look, we're sad. How do we be sadder? How do other people get sadder? No, they always fixate on, hey, we got a hero. Hero saves the day. Ooh. Yeah. And that's about it. That's what I'm saying. Green Arrow and Flash, they're okay shows. They have no depth. There's not really much in the way of meat to it for me to actually glom onto other than, hey, it's a fun show. That's it.
Now, speaking of dark heroes, in a sense, let me stop.
We'll get to that in a second. We're not going to that one yet.
Heroes, did you see the new teaser trailer for Heroes Reborn?
Not yet. Although I saw some pictures for it before, and I was like, oh, that could be good. I could watch that.
I mean, they've only announced two characters in the show that are signed on, and they're already doing a teaser?
Heroes, the first original thing, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago,
right,
came out before it was ready. Okay? They really did not come out at the right time. But there's no way of knowing. I mean, they were trying to break ground with trying to do something different and new. It's like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. The storyline they had going on was pretty dark. Hey, Siler, I like to eat brains. Me too. That was pretty freaky cool. And again, they didn't get enough of their feet into the whole 9 yards of actually getting production and doing stuff out there. So it's kind of hard to do. Now, Heroes should be able to come out and say, smack you in the face, and should be pan loads better ahead because they've got a better budget than Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. do.
Right.
And there's so much more potential that they've got their own universe that they can explore. Hey, look, this guy's cool. Why? What's he do? He flies. All right, but he's not Superman. No, he's somebody else. You know, so there's a whole universe for them to recreate.
Well, and they were doing a decent, I say decent job. There were some episodes that just all I could think of is what were they thinking? But
well, they were going for the hero and villain of the week thing too.
Yeah.
Hey, let's introduce somebody new. What's he can do? I don't know. She's a cheerleader. She can survive a fire. It's like, ooh, scary kind of thing.
I liked her. I liked her when they first introduced her and she's thrown herself off that plank.
Yeah. Save the world. Kill the cheerleader.
Yeah.
You can't kill the cheerleader. She keeps coming back. Well, I guess you're not saving the world now, are you?
Right. What about, I guess they did call him Hero.
Yes, his name is Hero.
Yeah.
Japanese.
What did you think about him?
What do you mean, what did I think about him?
As far as his character.
You mean Samurai Hero from the future?
Well, I wouldn't go with his future character.
I liked his future character.
His future character was awesome, but he never, in any of the episodes, he never really met that potential. He just was more of, to me, he was kind of a comic relief, which was still hilarious.
Yeah, but if you want to look at Marvel and DC right now, comic relief is two of their strongest, biggest, bestest-selling characters right now. Harley Quinn and Deadpool.
True. This is true.
Dolphin Girl. and I can't understand why Marvel has this one character called the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
What?
Yeah, it's a comic book called Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Look it up.
I have to.
It's got like 8-bit graphics for it, and it's like, what the hell is this crap? I don't know what this is. She beats Galactus. She beats all these other things. And it's like, what? I don't know. I'm not reading it because it looks not like my taste.
She comes out with an army of squirrels.
No, she's just one girl.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't really read it, and I'm not really going to because it looks silly. Totally doesn't look like my cup of tea. But yeah,
silly.
I read the new Avengers comic today. I like it a lot. However, it's leading into the preamble to Secret Wars and the whole, to those people who don't know, and to those people who do, Secret Wars is the culmination of apparently a couple years worth of work in the Marvel Universe, where they're taking all of the different universes and going to smack dab and smack them up and just make one.
Oh, no.
No, this is a good thing. This, the way that the Avengers series is going here, I love the storyline because this started in Ultimate Avengers and then became Avengers, so it's got multiple storyline concepts going on. But in Ultimate Avengers, what happened was you have Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four has gone and become the bad guy. All right? So he created this new city in Europe and basically destroyed most of Europe. But this city is a future city, which aged 1,000 years in the space of, like, I think it was a year. So 1,000 years into the future, and Reed Richards is still alive as himself, still 1,000 years from now, because his body is completely elastic. So it keeps changing to adapt to feed the need. So he doesn't actually need to necessarily get old. Because his body keeps retaining its elasticity and keeps changing back and forth. So he creates the super city of the science, super future children, all sorts of really neat, weird stuff going on there. And then, of course, he expands, and it's like, okay, it's time for the rest of us now to risk the world and take over. So he tries to take over the world, and the Avengers then stop him. So in the Avengers series, what's going on is that all of these multiple universes across all of existence are now cascading and trying to collapse in on each other. So one and the other, they crash against each other, and then one is destroyed. So in this series, we've got the Ultimate Universe and a couple of other very popular parallel-running Marvel universes, including the Spider-Verse with Kiki Milo Merez or whatever the hell his name is in one universe and all these things, and they're slowly going to combine into one single universe, and the best characters of the Marvel Universe will continue to that's where Dolphin Girl comes from, will continue on through the next generation of Marvel's universe. On the plus side, that means greater focus will be put on good characters, good stories, and development will continue along a continuity that is solid. Bad news? That means some of our favorite characters is going to get killed.
Yes, but I mean, I kind of caught the audio air quotes there when you said that.
Which part did I say audio air quotes?
Well, you didn't technically say the air quotes.
Well, of course I didn't say the air quotes because that would be lame.
The your favorite heroes, but
the air quotes weren't on that one. No.
No. Which one?
No, I know there was something else that I had air quotes on when I was saying it. It's like, but it wasn't the favorite. Because my favorites, some of my favorites will continue, but some of my favorites will actually be killed off. I'm sure of it.
See, and that's the thing about, you know, the way they're going to bring in the so-called favorite heroes. Who's favorites? You know, I mean, somebody might say, oh, I love Doctor Strange, but they kill off Doctor Strange. It's like...
No, Doctor Strange is going to survive.
Well, I kind of figured that.
There's a reason for that. He's in the movies.
Right. All the names that you know are going to survive are the ones that they're like, we can do something with this character, but we can't do it with that one. So goodbye, you're dead.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they've got 5,000 characters, so they've got a lot of room to play with.
But do you think they're going to kill off majority of their characters just to say, well, we can do something with you in this film, and that's it?
No, I don't think they're actually going to kill the characters. I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, there's a version of Spider-Man here, and a version of Spider-Man there, and a version of Spider-Man there. And with this whole run that they're doing with Spider-Verse right now, there are thousands of different Spider-Men all over the place. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do is they're going to eliminate all of them and leave one Spider-Man.
One. Okay, that makes sense.
So it's going to be like, because right now there's a handful of different Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is one of my favorite characters. There's a handful of different Ghost Riders out there right now, too. So what's going to happen, we know that the new Ghost Rider, Rico Reyes or whatever his name is, he's going to survive because they've specifically said, yes, we've got big plans for him. Cool, because that's a completely different type of Ghost Rider than the one that I'm familiar with and big fan of, Johnny Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect Johnny Blaze is going to die. But that's hard to say, right?
It is. It's going to be really rough. I mean, I don't know. There's just too much to where it's going to go.
So on that point, I think it's time to run the intermezzo. Diaspora, floating upon the sea of infinite chaos. Lights chattering like birds. Birds talking like humans with hands. Things walking across the sands, shifting, sliding, singing, thinking about the words that are coming out of my brain as I keep sitting beside myself and saying, hey, how are you doing? And I'm saying, I'm doing okay. But then I go on to another tangent that goes over to this side of the speaker, and it says, hey, why does black look like it's a color? And then the white doesn't look like it's a color. It looks like something else. I don't know. It looks like a combination of different things, combining and rounding and rounding and rounding and rounding and going up and down and back and forth through the tower glass and going up and down. By the way, that song that just played was Rob Zombie's Dracula. I like Rob Zombie. And it's not just because his name includes the word zombie in it. It's because it's good music. It's fun. Right, EW?
But of course. And actually, that song is from a movie, too.
Not the version we played.
Probably not that version. I don't know. I don't know which version is actually in the movie.
The standard version played in the movie.
Is it the standard? Oh, okay.
Yes. That was American Super Sexy Psycho or whatever version.
To be honest with you, they sounded the same.
No, there's more techno in that version.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll have to listen to that again.
Yes. So, something that was released yesterday.
Yes.
Daredevil Netflix trailer.
I saw that.
Did you see it?
Oh my God, did I?
I'm 50-50 on it right now. It looks very low budget.
It probably will be for like the first, whatever, if they call it a season, because from what I understand, it's the entire thing's getting released on the 10th of April. So.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I looked at the outfit. It's like, wait a sec. That looks like somebody just stitched a sweater.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I didn't see an outfit. So that
he has a red shirt that's like a knitted sweater, and he's wearing jeans. And then he puts a hood over his face. It's like, okay, that's very, 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 very super low tech. Which is fine.
Unless...
It's an origin story, so it's him becoming the Daredevil as much as anything else. So it's like, okay, he's taking his first shots at doing whatever, and then as he goes, he gets more sophisticated, and it's like, okay, then he gets the billy club, and then he's got the red spandex outfit, and da-da-da-da-da. Who knows, he may not even have decided on his name being Daredevil until, like, the 16th episode or whatever, right?
This is true. I've always wondered how he actually came up with the name Daredevil.
In the original comic books, he becomes, a circus Daredevil or whatever. That's just like being an Evel Knievel type thing. He's a daredevil, which is usually just somebody who thrills, chills, and all that other fun stuff.
But he would not remember what a daredevil is because he was too young when he lost his sight.
That's really not tracking as far as that, because remembering or not remembering would be irrelevant.
Well, I mean, how do you know a daredevil is able to do these things if you can't see these things, see them doing these things?
Information exchanged. Mm-hmm. Communication. He's only blind. He's not deaf.
Well, and he's not dumb either because
he's
smart enough to be an attorney and so forth. But
needing a lot of information to be relayed to.
Yeah.
So a daredevil, what do? They're just... They're acrobatic. They're capable of feats of human abilities beyond the norm.
Right. I guess in a sense I see it being more of, there was something else where he gets the name from. And I'm not sure if they're going, if they're going to do like all these other shows and kind of pull away from the comics because they can do that for being in a production like this. Or if they're just going to try to stay 100% comic and say, okay, this is the storyline we're following. I don't know.
Let's go with Zombie Zack's tried and true answer. Who cares as long as it's good?
Well, and the preview just makes
That's it. Who cares as long as it's good?
It does make me want to see it, but I can't draw my conclusion off that preview.
I've already drawn my conclusion off the preview.
Okay, which is?
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's one of those previews that says, okay, it's enough to make you watch out of curiosity, and then after you watch, you're like, holy crap, that was way better.
No, it's not going to be.
We'll find out.
The problem is going to be is it's a budgetary constraint. They can't be.
Well, see, but that's the problem. Netflix has the budget.
No, they don't.
How do they not have the budget? Do you see how many original programs they're putting out?
Exactly. How many original programs are they putting out? A bunch. How much money do they have to put out to these things? A finite amount. It's split and separated across a whole bunch of stuff. I'm hoping that Daredevil will do well. I'm hoping that instead of going into the whole, hey, let's have all this fancy, flashy, techie, geeky special effects, let's have a strong story about a guy in the street. Blind, but still capable of doing shit that other people can't. Basically, I want them to do Punisher, but as Daredevil.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Because that's essentially what Daredevil is. He is Punisher, but a I-don't-kill-people Punisher. Right? So he is supposed to be the dark side of the good guy and actually be the good guy, whereas Punisher is just basically the dark side. That's it.
Oh, I hope I'm not seeing this right.
Okay. So, I mean, if they go story, then it'll do well. I mean, doesn't matter what the outfit looks like. Doesn't matter what he looks like. But I'm hoping they don't go looking for, hey, look, we can make a flying shark, and it's like super cool CG. And it's like, you know, no. It's a guy who can fight. It's a guy who's blind. It's a guy who has deep religious convictions and convictions about a wide variety of stuff. And he's essentially, I want to make a better place. That's it. And if they go with that and they stick with that, then I will like that show. But that's the thing. If the story doesn't fit within its own paradigm, I'm not going to like it. Which is why I'm not a big fan of Green Arrow. I don't think it fits within its own paradigm. You know what I mean? I mean, Flash at least fits within its own paradigm. It's just very tame.
Well, I think Flash will grow. I think, you know, you got the first season. This is, you know, they're going to be that way.
Flash can't grow. That's the thing. It's aimed for too young of an audience. It is aimed for a very YA-ish type audience. It's a pleasant show. It's a fun show. It's a guilty pleasure show. It's not a show that is really going to pivot and make people think. Mm-hmm. I like the show. I enjoy it. But it's also not a kind of show that I'm going to say, I'm going to run out and get every season on DVD or Blu-ray when it comes out and then get the next one and the next one. It's like, nah, I'll just pick it up when I pick it up. It's just one of those things. I will watch because I watch. Constantine, on the other hand, it comes out, I will pick that up. Gotham comes out, I will pick that up.
Right.
Like, pretty much quickly.
I knew you would do that, but... Okay, so according to this, the hero-themed television show episode is produced with a budget of $3.5 million per episode.
What are we talking about?
The Daredevil.
Okay, so they have 3.3 mil?
3.5 mil per episode.
Okay, because it doesn't look it.
And they're saying it's going to be 22 episodes, costing a total of $77 million.
Okay. Well, the teaser trailer does not look it.
See, that's why I'm thinking now, and this kind of almost would hopefully make my thought perfect, is that they do enough to make you want to look out of curiosity, and then it's like, holy crap, why didn't you show some of that in the trailer?
No, I'm going to disagree. I think the budget has been thrown into things that are probably going to be sets, location, people, and it's going to be, really? You spent that much on that? What?
Let me redo that. I apologize. I was reading the wrong show. According to this, Netflix deal with Marvel has been set up. The deal is for 13 episode shows. Which will come together at, you know, four or eight miniseries is the way they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. The deal was for $200 million, so that makes each episode $3.3 million.
Still and not showing it.
They're going to try to do 60 episodes altogether.
Okay, so they want five seasons.
I'm assuming that's where they're going to go with it eventually, and I'm with you, the preview does not represent any of this.
No. The preview makes it look like the budget is like $100,000 per year. Actually, makes it look like the budget's like $20,000-$50,000 per episode.
if even that.
So it's like, okay, well, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Daredevil's not exactly one of my go-to characters. I kind of like the concept because it's a non-superpowered character. So I want it to succeed. However, I think it's going to be one of these eh kind of things.
I mean, but the thing about it is it's Netflix. They could go as dark as they want to with it.
Okay, here's the thing about Netflix. It's unproven. What show on Netflix has outstandingly stood up?
As far as their originals?
As far as an original show.
Right now, the only one that stands out is House of Cards. Oh, no, wait, what's that
I don't even know that show.
I haven't watched them, but there's another one, something Orange.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, from what I heard, it's a very quirky show, and it's like, I've never watched it. I have no intention of watching it.
I don't have intention to watching it either. It looks like it's practically a woman show anyways. But
it's an arts thing.
Oh, hell if I know. I don't know.
No, it's an artistic show, from what I understand. It is a very, from what I understand, it's a smart and well-written show, but it's artistic, which means I'll be bored.
Oh, well, House of Cards is supposed to be a political, based on politics, and that one itself is, the only reason I think it's making a hit is because who the main character is.
Who?
Kevin Spacey, I believe, is his name.
Oh, okay. Again, I'll be bored. Right? I mean, political shows, I like politics. I understand politics. I understand the concept of what politics is about. And as part of my plans for world domination, I expect I'm going to have to do some of that crap. However, watching it is boring.
Yeah, their other hit show right now that I can think of, because I've seen it advertised, or not advertised, but like mentioned everywhere, is this one called, I hope I say the name right, Peaky Blinders or something like that.
Got no idea what the hell that is.
The Fall. Marco Polo. There's, God bless, I'm seeing all of them now. Okay, The Fall has Gillian Anderson in it.
Okay, The Fall has not done well.
No, it hasn't.
Because I can tell you that, because I saw the pictures in the back of the comic books, and what happened to it after that? It fell.
Well, it's in season two, but season two was picked up by Netflix. The season one, I don't think, was originally on Netflix.
No, season one was on an actual CW.
Yeah, so Netflix picked it up, and they were able to hit season two. I don't know how well it's doing. Marco Polo is supposedly doing really well. House of Cards, again, as I said, and that is with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright, and that one's supposedly doing well. Of course, we already know Orange is the New Black. The Killing, I don't know what that is.
Heard of it, didn't do well.
It's in its fourth season on Netflix.
It's artistic stuff. This is all A&E slash... History Channel stuff.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying, is like all of this stuff is very popular right now for a moment, but is it really breakout? Is it mind-numbingly defining a new thing? Netflix is
original.
Not governed by cable requirements.
Right.
Okay? That's the thing. They don't have to bow down to, okay, on the one side, if you're HBO, you have to have swearing and nudity. On the other side, you're a cable TV, you can't have swearing and nudity unless you do this kind of swearing, but you can't have any nudity. And if this is the only two criteria that you're defining the difference between one side of the spectrum and the other, it's ultimately all going to fail. Which, up until the last couple of years, TV programming for me has been sucking the big one.
Well, by what I can see here, of their originals, there's only two that I would necessarily call an original to Netflix, because it started there and is maintained there, and that is House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. These others are brought in from somewhere else.
And neither of those two shows sparkle my interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I'm not the guideline of all TV shows out there. But I am the guideline for the stuff that you want it to sell. If I can't buy into it, most of the rest of the population won't either. A segment will. And if that's all you want is a segment, cool. Walking Dead appeals to everyone. Like, there is not a segment of the population that there does not have some kind of appeal to. Walking Dead is the resurrection of TV shows for me. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, they came out with The Walking Dead. Bam! Back into watching TV shows again. And I'm interested in shows again. Before that, Battlestar Galactica was the last show that I was watching and was enjoying. And that was it. That was like the death knell for me for TV shows. Because everything coming out was way too formulaic, way too boring, way too lame. And this is the thing that I'm going to say, is that if Netflix wants to put its game out there, it has to change the whole content. And this is why I'm hopeful what Daredevil is going to represent. Because the other three Marvel shows that they've signed up into... are, and by the way, I think that's why you've misread what the quote is. The $200 million, I think, is for all four shows and all of their seasons, not just the Daredevil. But I don't know for sure. I haven't read all of the details on the deal. Because I remember reading something about $200 million for all four shows.
Now, that article said for all those episodes. That was a direct read from that article. Okay.
So I don't know what's going on with that, because I can't see Netflix spending $200 million for a 13-episode show.
I don't think Netflix is technically spending that money. I think they
somebody has to spend that money. It's not Marvel.
I think they found the investor to do it and said, okay, look, we know that it can succeed because look at the movie. So we're going to do it. We're going to put out...
The movie was a flop.
But you know, you talk to the right people, and some people might say differently.
The movie is a box office flop. It is rated a flop. It's officially a flop.
But then again, let's go with another thought here. What's picking up? What's becoming popular now?
The fact that Marvel movie stuff is becoming popular is true. That is the only way that it's going to ride its wave for it. The movie itself, universally, categorically, everybody says it was a flop. Because it was. It was a horribly done movie.
Mm-hmm.
It completely misread the character. It completely miscast that character. It completely took a wonderful character, Daredevil, a simple character that does not require a lot of special effects, and they killed it in a horrible way. Now, I know that some people liked the movie. Good for them. I think it sucked. Because Ben Affleck was horrible.
The only real like about the movie I had really wasn't Ben Affleck. It was Jennifer Garner. But then they did her movie. And
that sucked just as bad.
Yeah, it was like, really? That hurt.
However, I don't think Netflix is... mind you, this it's not to say the same, because the same thing has happened in comic books before. Whereas the underdog new guy to the game actually ends up becoming one of the better producers of content and product. I mean, Dark Horse has become a better producer of product than both DC and Marvel, where they have better consistency, they have a wider range, and they have a broader fan base on stuff. Mm-hmm. IDW is doing the same thing. They're basically taking over market share and stuff. Image has been long chasing Marvel and DC's coattails for a while, and they have some strong titles that are really outselling better than Marvel and DC. I look at my pull list for this week. Most of it is not DC and Marvel.
Right.
It's all over the place right now. I mean, I get Dark Horse, IDW, Image... strange companies altogether. I mean, like, what's this company I'm reading here? Where was the Zombie Tramp? I can't remember where it is. Dynamite and a few others. DC and Marvel are not my mainstays anymore. There's still stuff that I get, but they're not my mainstays. But yeah, so that's all that. But I do want to talk about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Automata. I watched this movie on the weekend.
After I mentioned it?
No, actually, I it was one of the movies that I wanted to watch because I saw the trailer for it once before, and it's like, that looks neat. I love that movie.
What'd you think about the end?
What part of it?
Just kind of how it broke down in the end.
Didn't break down?
I'm not
what do you mean by the end?
I'm saying how it broke down. I mean, how they completed it. I don't know how to put it in the right words. Just kind of how it all came together in the end.
You know, I liked it.
It was a twist. I wasn't expecting it to go that way. You know, the way it was, I was kind of predicting the way it was coming up to, the way it looked. But then all of a sudden this, you know, it changed. I wanted to know the one thing they designed, and I could not understand that.
Which, the cockroach robot?
Yeah, whatever that thing was.
Yeah, it is the most adaptable. Okay, they even show it to you in the movie. The cockroach is the most adaptable life form on Earth.
Right.
It has survived the longest, unchanged. It is essentially the same creature it is today as it was 100 million years ago. All right? If there was a nuclear war, they would still survive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is the only thing that has been categorically, as far as human indigenous organic material on this planet, has been proven to say, anything else fails, that's still going to live.
Well, and
live
the
in a desert, live in any kind of environment that's possible. Completely going
to
live.
If they were going to was, you know, supposedly really high in radiation anyways because it was bombed by a nuclear bomb.
Yeah. And that's necessarily, that could just be disinformation.
Right.
Okay? They don't really explain it to you, which is why I liked it, because they don't have to explain everything. But the thing that's really good about that movie is that that is the way that iRobot should have been done.
True. That is okay? True.
Because that is, Automata is essentially the basic concept of iRobot. Isaac Asimov's three laws, then superseded by the fourth law and the fifth law, and I think there's a zeroth law that they introduced as well. But the same concept about the protocols, first and second protocols, is the same idea. Believing that once we, humanity, create a thing and give it a mind and give it a direction to learn and to be able to do things, to the hubris to believe that it would not want to grow beyond its own programming. Mm-hmm. We humans, a portion of us, call it a third to 20% or whatever it is, want to continue to excel and become better or more or develop and continue even as we age and get to the point where it's like, oh, you're not supposed to be able to think anymore. It's like, screw that. I will continue to expand my mind because that is what I am. But I will always continue to be a bigger me than I was before. And that's just part of the organic programming structure that's inside there. We create a robot. We give it sentience. It's going to want to do the same damn thing.
Well, one of the things that the guy said was that when they started to communicate with it, that it technically began to think on its own. And it was the artificial intelligence that it, in a sense, created, allowed it to develop more. And the reason they didn't want that to happen was because they basically didn't want machines outsmarting man.
To a degree, yes. They wanted the machines to stay stupid so that they would always continue to serve as the perfect slave.
Right.
And that was essentially what the whole story was about, is the whole, once we create life, how can we not give them the same rights as the life that we give ourselves?
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that.
And that was a really cool spin on it. The one thing I would say that fell down for me is, besides the fact that Antonio Banderas was in it, I kind of like him. I really liked him in this role, but he's out in the hot, blistering sun. The robots are carrying him across for a couple of days. I'm sorry, he'd be dead.
This was true.
They're walking closer and closer to a radioactive zone. He'd be dead. He had one little bottle of water that he could drink that kept him alive for 4 days. He'd be dead.
Oh, no, you missed the part where they were able to...
No, I got the concentrate water from the rain can or whatever the hell thing was. It was not enough water to keep him alive. They kept, oh, look, there's only a little bit of water. Wasn't enough water to keep a man to survive. No food. What the hell? No food. He wouldn't be able to get up and start shooting people with a flare gun. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, his lips are falling apart because there's like dehydration. I look dead. Bam, next scene he's got like all of the dehydration's gone.
There were some little glitches in there. But see, I wonder, and you kind of said it in the beginning of this, was it true that that actually was, that area had radiation? Or was it more the fact that these people didn't want humankind going out that far, just stay within the city?
Well, my thinking was, as part of their preamble into the movie, was, hey, and the Rock Corporation's trying to save all of humanity but can't do it, so we build a city to keep everybody in. Who's to say that the Rock Corporation didn't actually make the problem?
Well, and that's what I was thinking as well, because to me it kind of seemed like a Total Recall type situation. You know, it's like, oh, hey, you know, there really isn't fresh air on Mars. And then at the end of the movie, you know, oh, hey, there's fresh air on Mars, you know.
You're talking the Schwarzenegger version of that movie.
Yeah, the original one. But the way they kind of made it out, well, even in the original or in the new one, they still said man destroyed, you know, all that. So.
Yes, and it did.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, here we are. Again, it could be like that situation. They just did that. Anywho. Yes.
But that is the thing with a lot of human civilization stuff. It's like, how do we control people? Don't tell them everything.
That's true.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to be changing the world when I take over the world. And I'm going to tell people everything, and then I'm going to take everything from them. And they're going to like it. Because yeah. I want their brains. So, we are nearing that part of the show. I still got 2 minutes left. Getting close to the end. This has been a show about stuff. Because you know what? That's what I do here on After Rod. I talk about stuff. All kinds of stuff. Weird stuff. Crazy stuff. Strange stuff. Stuff that's stuff to the stuff with stuff. I would need more cookies in our stuff. But come follow us on the Facebook. Come follow me on the Twitter, on the whatever, and everything else. And oh, yes, buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, Horror Poetry. It'll keep you in the drink. Maybe not. It'll keep you in the think. Yeah, I think maybe that. What else am I going to say here? And I think we got a show coming up after this with some, like, what, electric wizardy type stuff?
No, actually, it's going to be a special episode of Paranormal with the Mutual UFO Network. We're going to have them live on the air.
Wait, I got a question about Mutual UFO Network.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual?
Okay, that is a good point. I don't
Mutual. Know. Wait a second. Don't these guys all argue about shit all the time?
No, I don't think these guys argue about
it. No, not that one group. But don't all the other groups, like this one group over here and that group over there and then this group over here is like, they're grays. No, they're green. No, they're blue. No, they're yellow. What?
No, that is a funny thing, but I don't think it's
Mutual.
I don't think it's MUFON who determines the colors, in a sense.
No, no. I mean, I was using an extreme example of differentiation between one and the other. But Mutual. The Mutual just throws me off as like, Mutual? Doesn't that mean that everybody's agreeing with it and everybody has like a common focus that's going forward to it's like one point to the other? I don't know. But true. So I just wanted to say, everybody, on the... Yes, I am also in Terror by Gaslight Jack. Thank you very much for mentioning that. Put out by good friend... Oh, man. My brain is fading. There will be links shared later. Come back again every 9 p.m. Wednesday evenings. Listen to me ramble on about stuff. Sometimes I make sense and sometimes I make dollars. No, I don't make any dollars, but I could make some dollars if somebody would put some paper in front of my hand with the proper amount of ink and I could do that. As I said, Facebook, Twitter, follow. We shall share stuff. EW, thanks again for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody in the chat room and everybody listening to all those wonderful streaming things, thanks for listening and have a after rotten good evening.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.